This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Weekly jobless claims in Colorado fell last week. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
First-time unemployment filings for the state have been declining pretty steadily for the past few months, with some bumps here and there. But companies are struggling to hire enough workers. And one theory is that generous federal aid is part of the problem. But now that aid is ending. Matt Klaus is a professor of finance at the University of Denver. He says it could take a while to see how the end of the aid affects the economy.
We're going to see it when it really starts impacting people's wallets. And when they get to the point where they say, I can no longer live like I want to.
Roughly 87,000 Coloradans lost unemployment benefits this week when federal pandemic aid expired. On top of that, weekly unemployment checks were cut by $300. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The number of vacant housing units fell in nearly all of southern Colorado over the last decade. Here's KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
El Paso and Pueblo counties have the largest populations in southeastern Colorado. Yet according to the 2020 census, less than 7% of housing units in those places are vacant. Pueblo had a decrease in available housing that was among the steepest in the state. Meanwhile, in Custer and Park counties, which have a lot of second homes, more than 44% of housing units are vacant. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
For tomorrow's anniversary of 9/11, hundreds of Colorado firefighters will continue what has become an annual tradition, climbing stairs in full gear, as firefighters in New York did at the World Trade Center in 2001. They'll carry up to 85 pounds of equipment up 110 flights of stairs. There's a similar event tomorrow in Morrison on the stone steps at Red Rocks. This is CPR News.